This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on completion of 5 years of Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. The participants are Dr. Tajamul Haq, former chairman, Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, and Sanjeev Banerjee, journalist.
Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has completed 5 years, and to discuss all the aspects around the scheme and its achievements and performance so far, we have with us Dr. Tajamul Haq, one of the most eminent agriculture economists. Dr. Haq, what is the main achievements and successful of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, which completes 5 years, according to you?
One thing I think I'll say that very good scheme in the sense the greatest challenge of Indian agriculture today is to de-risk agriculture. I think agriculture is becoming more and more risky for two reasons. One thing is weather factors. I mean, weather variation. Sometimes you have drought, sometimes flood, sometimes cyclone, sometimes hail, sometimes pest attacks, all kinds of problems you have. So this agriculture has become a very risky occupation. So unless you can de-risk agriculture from this angle, I think average yield levels of farmers will continue to be low as compared to most other countries, as you know. Second thing is the price risk. Price risk, of course, due to market fluctuations in prices. And also, we are now linked with the global markets. If there is more volatility, we are also subjected to volatility. So because of these two risks, the farmers are in real trouble and trap, I should say, low-income trap. And the Fasal Bima Yojana at least tries to minimize the risk in terms of covering the weather-related yield risk. So far, actually, and this is a good scheme, I will say, because premium rate is very low. It is only 2% for kharif crops, 1.5% for rabi crops, and for commercial and horticultural crops, it is only 5%. And after that, I should say that only 10% of the premiums are paid by the farmers. The remaining 90% are by the government, central and state governments. I mean, share that. So that way, this is a very farmer-friendly, very good insurance scheme, I should say. But unfortunately, what has happened is that the progress, I think, still, I will say, not as satisfactory as it should be. Why I'm saying this? Because more than 50% area is rain-fed, whether it is low rainfall areas or very high rainfall areas leading to floods and all that. So at least in the rain-fed areas, we thought this will be 100% covered. All the farmers and all the areas will be covered by this. But so far we find in the country as a whole, hardly 26 to 28% of the total area is covered by your Fasal Bima Yojana. So that way, I think we thought at least 50% area should be covered, but achievement is 27 to 28% coverage. So I think that way progress is there. Some of the things have been improved quite substantially. For instance, earlier, the average payment was 15,100 per hectare, now 40,700 per hectare and so. So things have improved, no doubt. And also, the payments are little more timely than what used to be earlier. Initially, in fact, the payments used to take 2 to 3 years. Now I think it is little less. But still, I will say there is a scope for improvement in the sense, you see, now, for instance, the yield estimates, the time taken is still not as fast as it should be. Every season, that should be immediately in the season itself, that should be estimated and the payment should be done. But that does not take place so far. We thought we'll use satellite imagery, we'll use drone technology, mobiles and things like that. But somehow it is being done, but not at a scale which we thought it will be there and it will help improve. Area coverage also depends on if the farmers get timely payment, they will be more motivated to take up this. And also there is lack of awareness, no awareness campaign among the farmers in many states, I should say, by the state governments. It is a centrally sponsored scheme. Sometimes state governments also will play politics. So central state collaboration, cooperation also in some cases will be or is lacking. So I think all these things taken together, the overall progress, I should say, is not bad, but there is scope for improvement. And we have a long way to go in terms of making our and the farming risk-free.
One thing which was said about Fasal Bima scheme is that it's a big premium insurance scheme. The NICE, the modified NICE and other schemes which are applicable in the country. Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima is different from the previous crop insurance schemes that were applicable in the country.
That is true. I think we started this kind of scheme, in fact, crop insurance scheme as such, I should say. We had this National Agriculture Insurance Scheme. So we tried several things at several points of time. But I think this is certainly an improvement over the previous ones, both in terms of area coverage, in terms of the payments that have been made to the farmers, also in terms of the premiums that are paid. Now the premiums are much lower. And also the risk coverage. Risk coverage, it is not merely for floods or droughts, but it covers all other risks, even pest-related risks, pre-sowing risks, post-harvest losses risks. All these things are being covered now. Earlier, these things were not there. So I think this is certainly an improvement over all the earlier schemes. But I think our next goal should be to achieve at least 50% of the area coverage. And for that, there are two things that has happened. Recently, as you know, the government also has made it voluntary. Earlier, it was compulsory, at least for the loany farmers. And non-loany farmers, it was optional. But as a result, it was mostly the loany farmers who used to be covered by this. But now it is optional, so that depends again on how you motivate the farmers, non-loany farmers, to adopt this scheme or go for this scheme. And also, the state governments have to play a very important role in terms of creating awareness. Earlier, whether there is awareness or not, at least if you take loan from the banks, it is covered under this scheme. So now that is a big challenge, I should say. It is good in the sense if it is voluntary, it is market-driven, it is all any players come, any insurance companies come and go for insurance in a competitive manner. I mean, those are the things which are needed. But I think still we have to work on this and things should improve.
Talking about voluntary, in the last 5 years, as we are all, the scheme has undergone a lot of changes also. No? There were a lot of guideline changes. There were penal provisions introduced for companies who paid. They delayed paying compensation. There were penalties. Then the scheme was made voluntary. Then the latest changes, a lot of things have been. The share of central government in the subsidy has also a certain level of 30% or 25%. Things happening. I mean, do you think making the scheme voluntary or making so many changes has actually killed the soul of the scheme in that sense?
Things are evolving. We do not know what will be finally the outcome. But at least the impact, initially, I was worried, particularly when it was made voluntary, because many times farmers may not be immediately motivated to take up this scheme. The problem with any private company going for insurance coverage is that unless it is on a big scale and it is profitable for them, they will not go for it. And unless there is maximum number of people come into the picture, the point is with a smaller number, there is no way the private business can be viable. So I think you need to have more and more coverage, not only in terms of area, but more and more people, those who are not in the compulsory kind of scheme. It is voluntary for all. But I think immediately it is not going to increase unless you have a campaign and motivate the farmers in a big way.
A lot of people have said one consistent problem with Fasal Bima has been there has been a delay in claim settlement. Because though the center releases its share of premium subsidy, the states don't come forward and give their subsidy on time, which is why the farmer ultimately does not get this thing. Do you think there is some needed to be reworking, needs to be done in that part?
I don't blame either the central government or the state governments. Both have to work together, and that is the key actually in a federal system. If the money has to be routed that way, or even the state has to share part of it, then both have to pay in time this kind of thing to the company and so that the company can reimburse and all that. I think that is important. But then sometimes even the private companies, I have seen, they don't pay in time. They say the estimates of loss and all that, whether that was accurately done or whether it was timely done or not, all those issues are still there. But I think things have improved. Even I find both among the private and the companies, I think it is much better than before. But as I said, we still need to do more.
Another thing Fasal Bima Yojana also advocates is a strong use of technology for yield estimation and the crop cutting experiment, CCE, what we talk about, and which is the most, you know, the vital part of crop insurance scheme. How do you think Fasal Bima has leveraged the crop technology for its CCEs and other thing? How the states have moved, the other players have moved in this?
Some of the states have gone ahead, but not again to the extent it is needed. Andhra people say, I think they are doing very good work. So, but then there are other states which still are lagging in terms. I think I really surprised why this is happening this way, because if you go to any European country, you will find the use of drone, for instance, technology. It's so common. Every farmer that way has a drone of different sizes depending on the need. And here we are skeptical about it. And then even at the institutional level, whether it is panchayat level or even at the governmental block or subdivision level, there is not much emphasis on this. And it is not very costly. It is quite cost-effective that way, I should say. And it is quite time-saving. But somehow, despite the fact that we thought we'll be able to do it, we have not been able to do it. So I think there is need for improvement again here in terms of technology doing this job, whether it is satellite imagery or drone technology or use of mobile, whatever. And finally, another problem comes in terms of payment is that not that all farmers have bank accounts. Now things have improved immensely. Second thing is that also for the earlier if you are a lonely farmer, then it was automatic. It is compulsorily included. But now it is voluntary. And in the case of voluntary adoption of the scheme, the farmers must have a proper land record in their name. They really want to apply and get the insurance benefit. And in many cases, it is not only updated land record, updated land record and digitized land record. And till now, there are several estates where at least I should say 50 to 60% of the land records have not been digitized. So how do you do this? Similarly, the scheme does not discriminate between owner farmers and tenant farmers. But tenant farmers, in reality, they don't get because they are not recognized, they are not registered, they are not recorded, and there is no way you can include them, even though the scheme does not say, they said this all kinds of farmers will be covered. But in practice, they are not covered. So these are the issues which need to be challenged, which need to be addressed in the coming days.
One thing which many people say is that why should we have a centralized scheme of crop insurance? Why can't each state have its own crop insurance scheme? Which the latest guidelines also do give some kind of leeway to the states that they can come up with their own insurance products and within the certain limitations of this thing. Do you think that is a better way of going forward?
I will say centralized scheme has its own problems, and at the same time, decentralized system also has its own problems, because in some of the states, if the state governments do not take any interest or initiative, then the farmers in those states lose. We have seen this in the case of several things. So that is one problem. How do you motivate that? Yes, true, it is agriculture in general is a state subject, so the government should be doing their job well. But if they don't do it, central government has to do it. But then it cannot be only state specific, that because Bihar is not doing it for Bihar, other states are doing it for themselves, so we don't do anything. So that is not possible in a federal system. So I think the problem is it should be market-driven insurance. Let it be the private companies wherever they want to go. There should be awareness and incentive for the private companies also to enter into this in a big way on their own. There should be incentive and motivation. It is not that now because the government says the government will pay 90% of the premiums, so they are coming. Even if they don't pay 90% of the premiums, the insurance companies should be able to function on their own viable basis. And for that, most of our marginal and small farmers, I think, will find it, of course, difficult to pay the premium. But in that case, the subsidy can go for them. But open-ended subsidy of this kind has two problems. One problem is the inefficiency kind of thing. The coverage will be less. And second thing is corruption will be there. So I think in order to address both these issues, I think it should be led to the market. And everything, if the government wants to do everything this way or that way, is not possible. Or I will suggest that only state government should do it. Central government should compensate them. And it should be covering not just the yield risk, but also the price risk. In fact, I suggested long back that it should be a farm income insurance policy, not just so that the both price and yield risk are covered. There is no need for some other schemes for that matter. You don't need PM Kisan. You don't need even MSP for that matter, because their price risks are covered here. And if all the farmers are covered by this, I think farmers will be very happy.
That could be an option to move forward in the days to come. And as you rightly said, though the scheme has been made voluntary, but the number of non-loanee farmers, the percentage in the total enrollment, have also sharply increased since the scheme was introduced. And now almost, I was seeing the data somewhere, that almost 37-38% of the total enrollments are from non-loanee farmers, which is earlier it was 7-8% or rather. So hopefully in the days to come, in the months to come, the scheme will be further modified and made further more made farmer-friendly. So that the basic intention of any crop insurance, or for that matter any insurance, is that as soon as the damage happens, the farmer get a adequate and a fair amount of compensation, because the other alternative that we have in the form of damage is your compensation under the relief, NDRF or SDRF relief, that is not adequate for the farmer. Thank you, Dr. Haq.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on completion of 5 years of Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. The participants were Dr. Tajamul Haq, former chairman, Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, and Sanjeev Banerjee, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.